Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be able to come back once again, just reaching the world for Christ. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. We're just trying to reach the world for Christ, trying to tell everybody the good news, trying to tell you that you got to have to repent, be born again if you want to make heaven your home. So the title of our message today is that He will make a way of escape. You know, He'll make that way for you. And if you want to be a part of the service today, call in on 310-742-1759 and be a part of this service. That's 310-742-1759. Just call in and we'll put you right on the line here with us and we'll be a part of the service here. So, yeah, praise the Lord. One more time, that's 310-742-1759. Call in and we'll put you right on the line with us here today. And this is Reaching the World for Christ. So we got a call in there. So 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Eddie Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord, Brother Eddie. Glad that you called in there. So
we'll get started here
in a minute, sir. Praise the Lord. We got these prayer requests here we want to make known, and then we'll get started right in the service here.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back. I'm not feeling real good tonight, so remember me. Sister Debbie Samples needs prayer. She's not feeling too good. And Edith Hampton, she has cancer, so remember her. Serena Roberts is in a coma. Bob and Clara Hicks need to remember them, that God will meet all their needs. Kevin Miller family has several unspoken requests. Keith Green needs salvation and also has cancer. Fred Brannon and Kay Hurd have cancer. They need miracles. Let's remember Miracle Valley and brother and sister Harder and Stephanie and Betty in Geneva tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we'll just go ahead and pray for the request right now, then won't forget them. Our Brother Eddie, you got any prayer requests or anything you want to make known?
Just remember my lost children tonight. Remember myself and my wife.
Okay, we sure will. So, Brother Eddie, what about just going and leading us in the word of prayer?
Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, Lord, we thank you for being with us, Father, and for this broadcast, Father, and we pray, Father, Heavenly Father, for each one that, God, that was read off each request tonight. I pray, God, that you'd move them, Lord, and God, these have got cancers. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you'd move, and God, let your healing virtue go out, Father, and bring forth miracles, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, and Father, I pray, Lord, tonight, in the name of Jesus, for them, Lord, that God, that don't feel good, Lord, I pray that you just let him be stirred up, Father, and begin to feel better, Father, right now, Lord. And God, I pray, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would, Lord, just, Father, lead and guide and direct, Father, in this meeting tonight. And God, I pray for Brother and Sister Hicks, Lord, that you would just move for them. And God, I pray, Father, for each one tonight, that you would this. For Kevin Miller, Lord, that's got these many prayer requests, I pray that you would move, Father. God, in his behalf in these, Father. We thank you. And I pray for Ray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would, Lord, just move and minister and every request is given in, Father. And I pray for my family, Lord, that you just move. And God, just lead, guide, and direct. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise Lord. Appreciate that. We want to make a street service announcement. Now, September the 27th and the 28th, which is just a little over a week right now, about a week and a half, something like that. So we'll be having a street service here in Madisonville, Tennessee. We're going to be blocking the streets between the red lights, between Volunteer Federal, and between the courthouse, and between the two red lights. And it's going to be on Main Street. We're going to be blocking the street and having a Holy Ghost revival. And we're looking. I told everybody that I'm looking for 1,000 people. I may not get them, but I'm looking for them. And I'm shooting for the moon. I may have to land a little bit lower, but I believe God can have whoever he wants there with us in his services. We're looking for people to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and them that's sick and afflicted, looking for them to be made whole. Because Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever, and it don't ever change. And, you know, if he don't ever change, why, I've done read the book where he, everywhere he went, whenever he was walking here on this earth with us, he went about doing good. He went about healing the sick and forgiving sin. And, you know, oh, praise God, he's still the same. Hallelujah. He's still doing the same. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. He's still doing the same work today as he did then. He ain't never changed. And so I just thank God for it. So we're looking for that Holy Ghost service, the 27th and 28th in Madisonville, Tennessee. Right between the two red lights on Main Street at the courthouse. So just come and worship the Lord with us. Now, don't forget, bring your lawn chair, because if you don't bring your lawn chair, you may have to stand up for a while. But bring your lawn chair, and you can sit down and relax if you can, and just worship the Lord with us in spirit and truth. I see we've got another call in. You're 937. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, Brother Yearwood, this is Brother Green and Sister Green here in Frankboro, Ohio. It's good to be with you tonight.
Amen. The heaven's in there with us.
All
praise
right.
The Lord. You got any prayer requests?
Yeah, I'll just keep praying for a lady named Vivian. That's, you know, Jacob and Amy, that's Jacob's grandma, that the Lord will heal her. And I've got a lot of family that's unsaved, and that's, yeah, our military men and women, let's remember them, and our missionaries, and them that's sick and afflicted. That's all I got tonight.
Okay, appreciate that. We just got through a prayer, and we'll pray again here before the service is over with. Brother Eddie, just go ahead and obey the Lord there.
I'm going to try to bring this message out of the third and the fourth chapter of Matthew. And we're preaching on God making a way of escape that we might be able to bear it. Said in the third chapter of Matthew, and the third, starting in verse 13, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan to John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And brother, if there's one thing I would love to hear, and that would be the Lord to speak to my heart, and brother, to say that he was well pleased with me. And brother, I want you to know today that whenever that we begin to walk in the way of the righteousness of Almighty God, and brother, the Bible said we've been made righteous by the shed blood of Jesus. And brother, tonight I want you to know today that when we walk in that righteousness, the Spirit of God will lead us and He'll guide us and direct us, and, brother, according to the Word of God. And brother, I want you to know, somebody might say, well, when God speaks, brother, when God speaks, it will be according to the Word of God. And brother, I want you to know today that, brother, when He said Jesus was led up into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and brother, when temptation comes, the Bible said that we're drawn away, and that we're drawn away when we're on lust and enticed, and brother, when we're tempted, brother, and I want you to know today that temptation comes, and brother, we got to stand up against that temptation, and brother, if we fall after that temptation, brother, we got to go before the Lord and ask God to forgive us of that, and brother, I'll tell you, but if we will stand, brother, and you stand against that temptation, and brother, and sometimes the enemy will come in. He said when he come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Brother, I want you to know today that the Spirit of God, brother, he'll give us the answer. The Bible, Jesus said in one place, he said the time had come that they'd deliver you up, and you stand before kings, and brother, before for his name's sake. But he said, think not, nor premeditate in that same hour, brother, what you'll speak, for it'll be given to you, for it's not you that speak, but my Spirit that speaks in you. Brother, I want you to know that the Word of God will defeat the enemy, and it will cause us to be strong, and to be able to stand, brother, and to go on. Brother, I want you to know that if we don't, we can make a choice tonight. Brother, we can go into that temptation, and we can follow that temptation, but like I said, we'll have to go before God and confess that to God, and ask God to forgive us of it and to cleanse us of it. But let me tell you, we don't have to follow it. We don't have to go into it and go where it takes us. But I want you to know something today. Brother, God has given us what we need to stand. And when he had fasted 40 days, he was afterward and hungered. Brother, Jesus went into the wilderness for the sole purpose of being tempted of the devil, to be tested of the devil. Brother, I want you to know that he had to go out there, that he could be, brother, just like we are. Let me tell you, the Bible said, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, but tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. Let me tell you tonight, that he was afterward and hungered. Brother, that Spirit of God came upon him. Brother, when he was baptized, and he was led to go into the wilderness. Brother, he was out there for 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't have anything to eat. Brother, and then that anointing began to let up, and the hunger set in. Let me tell you, the devil come to him. He said, when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. Honey, the devil come to him at the weakest place, and he had it that time. And Jesus could have said, well, I'll just go ahead and command it be made bread. But he knew what was going on. He knew that the enemy had come. He knew that the tempter had come, brother, to tempt him and lead him away out of the will of God. And brother, Jesus come with the Word of God, and he answered and said, it is written, a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And that's Deuteronomy 8:3. Brother, I want you to know the Word of God is the thing that you can take when the enemy come in, brother, and begin to try to lead you off and tempt you into something else, brother, into another way, brother, into some other way. He said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit to see whether they be of God. And brother, he began to use the Word of God on the enemy. And brother, I want you to know that that Word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And brother, the Word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart of man. Let me tell you today, The enemy thought he had Jesus right where he had, right where he wanted him, but Jesus come at him with the word of God. He said, then the devil takes him up into the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple. Brother, whenever the devil thought he's going to get him somewhere, brother, that he would tempt him again. Brother, he said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Oh, let me tell you what, he was trying to get Jesus to tempt the Lord God Almighty. Oh, but let me tell you, Jesus come back at him, and Jesus said to him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Oh, brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, we'll not do any good by tempting God. We'll not do any good by going by the wayside. Brother, we can say, well, God understands, and he does understand, but God expects us to walk uprightly before him. He expects us to walk in the will of God. And I want you to know today, honey, he'll give us that. He'll give us that strength that we need, brother, to walk in the will of God. Brother, when the enemy come in, brother, and begin to try to tempt us and to lead us astray, all we have to do is use the word of God and do what Jesus told him. Brother, he said this. He said, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow us for you to be tempted above that, that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But he said, I will be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Honey, when we begin to pray and seek after God, honey, God himself will begin to help us and strengthen us to go on. Oh, let me tell you today, he said he'd make a way where there seemeth to be no way. And brother, here Jesus was out here in the desert, and he had been without anything to eat for at least 40 days. And the devil said, he said, if you be the Son of God. Honey, he knew that Jesus was the Son of God. He knew that he was God's Son. And he knew that Jesus was hungry. Oh, but let me tell you what, he come at him with a question mark. Brother, but he come at him at his weakest point, and he tried to tempt Jesus through that. Oh, let me tell you today, brother, we've all got weak places in our lives, and brother, we need to be made strong. Brother, there was an old preacher told me one time, that he began to pray, Lord, make my weak places my strong places. Brother, when you begin to do that, brother, you begin to grow in the Lord. You'll begin to grow up and become an adult. And brother, an adult can do much more than a child. He said, let us therefore go on into perfection. Brother, when we begin to go on, brother, into perfection, brother, we're growing up in the Lord, and we're walking in the maturity that there is in the Lord. Brother, I want you to know today, brother, that the devil wanted Jesus to tempt the Lord Almighty, and Jesus refused to do that. Oh, let me tell you today, brother, Jesus was out there. He might have thought at times he was by himself, but I'll tell you tonight, he knew what the word of God was, and he began to quote the word of God to the tempter. Brother, I'll tell you, it began to work. Brother, and the enemy come at him, and when he couldn't get him with one point, he come at him with another. When he couldn't get Jesus to turn the stones into bread, honey, he tried to get him to cast himself down. Brother, let me tell you what, brother, the devil, brother, he knows the word of God, but he'll twist it. The Bible said that they would twist, arrest the scriptures to their own destruction. Again, amen. The devil taketh him up into him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. He was trying to entice Jesus to turn his back on what he had to do to please the Father. He was trying to get him to turn around and walk off. Brother, I'll tell you today, there's been a lot of people, brother, that day because they seen something. Brother, they would go to church, brother, and they'd live for the Lord, and then they begin to see something else, and they begin to turn from God, and they begin to turn their back on God, and brother, they went after the other thing, and brother, I want you to know, they brought themselves sorrow, and brother, tonight, Jesus told him, he said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Brother, whenever Jesus used the word of God, brother, that was in Deuteronomy 6:13. And brother, I'll tell you, when Jesus used the word of God on him, the Bible said, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Brother, we talk about miracles. We talk about healing. Brother, we might go through a trial of faith. But bless God tonight. God is faithful. Brother, he's faithful. And he won't allow us to be tempted above that which we're able to bear. And brother, even with that, he'd make a way of escape that we might be able to bear it. It's just like you and your children tonight. Whenever that you've got children, brother, they're going through a problem. Brother, you'll help those children. You don't want those children to fall into that trouble, but you want those children to go through that and to come out victorious on the other side of it or when it's over with. And it's the same way in the kingdom of God tonight. God, don't let these things come, brother, to make us fall. But God, you let these things come that it might strengthen us, that it might make us strong in the Lord. Brother, he said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Brother, he said, having on the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness. Have your loins girt about with truth. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Brother, and take the sword of the Spirit. Brother, the shield of faith. Brother, that you might be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God is with you. God is with me. He's with you. Brother, as long as we follow him. And brother, if we, brother, turn around and walk off and leave him, we'll have to turn around and come back. He said in one place, my little children, I write unto you that you sin not. But he said, if you do sin, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Honey, God, he give us the authority to be able to stand and to go on and to live for Jesus, to live this Christian life. And brother, I'll tell you, somebody might be saying, I just can't live it. Oh, yeah, you can. All you got to do is begin to give it to Jesus and say, Jesus, you take this and you carry this and he'll take it. He'll carry it. Brother, he'll do that. It's like that song said, that footsteps in the sand. Brother, they was two sets of footsteps for a while, and then it turned into one step, one set of footsteps. And the man said, Lord, why is it that there's only one set? He said, because that is when I carried you. Brother, sometimes, brother, we might have to be carried, but Jesus, he'll carry us and help us that we might be able to stand. Brother, I'll tell you what, the enemy come, but to steal, to kill and destroy. The devil hates you. He hates for me or for anybody else. And brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, for that reason, brother, he won't come. He won't help you out when you get in a tight spot or when you get in a jam tonight. But brother, I'll tell you, this temptation that I'm talking about tonight, honey, it comes from the devil. And brother, he'll send temptation, brother, to try to get us to fall, to turn away from the Lord. Brother, that's what he was doing to Jesus here. But brother, Jesus used the word of God on him. Brother, I want you to know, this come out of the Old Testament. It ain't even in the New Testament. Brother, but it's out of the Old Testament. But it's the word of God. And brother, I want you to know, whenever a temptation comes, brother, that, brother, there is scripture that you can use, brother, and quote it back. I used to think that the devil just jumped up. But let me tell you what, Jesus fought a struggling battle out there, bless God, between life and death. And brother, I want you to know God didn't leave him. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. And brother, I'll tell you, Jesus didn't need to turn the stones into bread. He didn't need to cast himself down off the pinnacle of the temple. Brother, he didn't need all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. He needed the Lord in his life. He needed the Father to work in him. And brother, he went out there and he took back from us. He took back from the devil what was given to him. And brother, I want you to know, he broke that thing, brother. Brother, that we could go on, that we could live for the Lord. Honey, tonight God is gracious and God is merciful, and God will bless that person that will endure the temptation. Brother, when God begins to move in your behalf, if you might be in a place that you think there's no way out of, but brother, if you just stop, he said, having done all to stand, to stand there. Brother, if you just stop and begin to just get your mind on the Lord and begin to pray and ask God to show you that way of escape, honey, he'll show you that way of escape. And brother, he'll help you. He'll come to your aid. He'll come to your rescue, and he'll rescue you out of that, that you might be able to stand and go on living this Christian walk, this Christian life. Listen to me tonight, folks. God is merciful. Jesus is a great high priest tonight. Brother, when we're in trouble, he's seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And brother, I want you to know, brother, the Bible said the Spirit of God maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. Brother, the Spirit of God is working on our behalf. Brother, when you get in a time of trial, in a time of temptation, you've got the Son praying the Father, and you've got the Spirit of God praying for you. The Bible says, come boldly to the throne of grace, that you might obtain grace and find mercy in a time of need. Honey, I'll tell you tonight, God has got this set, brother, that when the tempter comes, brother, that we can cuss, we can stand there and go on. Oh, let me tell you today, our strength is not in ourselves tonight, but our strength is the strength of the Lord Jesus Christ that lives in us. And brother, I want you to know today, that strength is not lack. That strength is not weakness. Paul said in one place, he said, when I'm weak, then am I strong. And that's talking about when he's weak in his own body. Honey, the power of God is strong in him. And it works the same way with you and me. Honey, when we're weak, then are we strong. We can stand up. Honey, when the tempter comes to tempt us, honey, we can stand up and go through that temptation and come out victorious. glorious on the other side of it. Let me tell you, brother, these storms of life will come. Brother, they've got a starting place, and they've got an ending place. And the key to the whole thing is knowing that there is that the end is coming. Brother, and just be faithful and stand fast, immovable in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you do that, bless God. God will bring you out victorious, brother, and you'll not have to worry about it. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cared for you. Brother, he didn't say part of it. He said, casting out your care, brother, upon him. What is your care? The cares, brother, are the thing, brother, that have got you weighted down. Brother, I want you to know, when you give them to Jesus, brother, he'll take these and he'll carry them. The Bible said your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But let me tell you, you look and see what that lion does. It gets the weak one out of the flock, the one that's separated. And brother, he goes after that one. That's why it's so important to assemble yourself together, brother, in the house of God, brother, that you can draw strength from your brothers and your sisters, that you can draw strength from the Word of God. Brother, I'll tell you, that anointing that comes when you assemble together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it will stay with you. It will help you. Let me tell you tonight, brother, and then you go back in a few days to the house of God. It strengthens you more, brother, and every time you meet and assemble together with brothers and sisters in the Lord. Jesus said, where as many as two or three are gathered together in his name, he'd be in the midst of them. And I thank God tonight that God, honey, he'll bless his people. He'll be with his people. He'll anoint his people. He'll cause them to stand when nothing else, when everything's fallen. He said, 1,000 will fall by my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come nigh thee. And brother, I want you to know tonight that these things, honey, when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ and we put our trust in him, honey, he'll stand for us. He'll guard us about. The Bible said, the angel of the Lord encamp round about them that trust in him. Honey, tonight I want to encourage you to go on and to live for Jesus. I want to encourage you that no matter what the trial is or what the temptation is, honey, to be patient, brother, and go on and live for Jesus, and you'll see, brother, God will show himself to you, and you will have to worry about it. Brother, Jesus is with you to deliver you and to set you free tonight. Brother, Jesus went out there, brother, to go through this temptation. I believe it's Mark that said when he was baptized, that said the Spirit of God driveth him into the wilderness. And brother, I want you to know, he said he was tempted 40 days and 40 nights. Brother, I believe in the book of Mark, but I want you to know something, brother, when he come out victorious, brother, over this. He come out healing the sick, casting the devils out, giving sight to the blind, giving hearing to the deaf. Brother, he come out in the power of the Spirit. Brother, Jesus, he did this, brother, as an example for me and you, that we can do the same thing. He said, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Brother, it don't matter what that care is. When you give it to him, he'll take that care. He'll carry that care. there, and it'll get it out for you. The Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doth so easily beset us, and run with patience the race that is set before us. Brother, I want you to know, God has done all he can do, brother, to help us. All we've got to do is take this armor of God and put it on and stand on the word of God. And when the enemy comes in and begins to tempt us, use the word of God on him, brother, and stand there, brother, with, just stand there in the presence of the Lord. And when we do that, God will move in our behalf. God will move, and he'll not stay his hand, but he'll stay the hand of the enemy. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be on this broadcast tonight. I'm glad for you tonight that's listening, and I pray that God would bring forth a deliverance in your life. And brother, I hope that God, I pray that God would make the word of God alive to you, that you might stand and go on and live for Jesus. Listen, don't matter how big a trial or temptation is, Jesus is still Jesus. He is bigger than any temptation. He's bigger than any trial. Brother, and he will be with you through all of this. May God bless you. Brother Yearwood, I'll give it back to you.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Eddie. Appreciate that wonderful word of God there. I'd like to say something. We've got a listener tonight all the way over into India. We're in the Philippines, I'm sorry. Brother Don, Tito, we appreciate you tuning in there to us tonight, and we know that you're on your way to the studio. We're going to pray that God's going to bless you and bless your songs, and we want you to send us another song over here, and we'll play it on our radio broadcast there sometime or another. So God bless you. And brother, we got a call in here, 770. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Glad you called in there, Brother John. We've got Brother and Sister Green. They called in there, so I'll go ahead and get, well, I'll get Tim to sing a song, then we'll get Brother and Sister Green to obey the Lord, and then we'll get you right in here then.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Long ago, he was a leopard and he needed a healing, but he didn't know where to go. So the prophet's own name and the God of Julie Jordan, their own name would find that after 7 times into the muddy water, God delivers right on time. He is in time. Across the mighty Red Sea, he was on time when the wall of Jericho fell. Joshua was beat every time. Bob gets discouraged. Don't have to wonder where he'll be. God's been in time, on time, every time for me. Now there's this little David with a sling in his hand, right before the giant so tall. It was unlikely then to all of those men, surely Goliath would fall. When 3 Hebrew boys pulled out onto Baal, the king said they'd crossed the line. They were thrown into the flames, and the fourth man came and got delivered right on time. God was in time for the children of Israel across the mighty Red Sea. He was on time when the walls of Jericho fell. Every time for me, yes, my God was in time.
Part of this service, well, call in on 310-742-1759 and we'll put you right on here with us. I think Betty's got some prayer requests she's wanting to read. Then Brother Green, you and Sister Green wanted to be, come on.
Let's remember Baby Samples, Tim's a cousin that's in a coma. Her name is Serena Roberts. She needs salvation also. And remember Edith Hampton, she went into the hospital 2 weeks ago and had surgery, and it was cancer, so she's still in the hospital. Remember her. She needs a miracle. Bob and Clara Hicks need God to touch them tonight. And Kevin Miller has several requests that needs everybody to pray about. And Keith Green needs salvation, and he has cancer. Fred Branham and Kay Hurd have cancer. They need miracles. God save all of our lost loved ones, and their names are Tony and Philip and Faith, Charity and Tony, and Deidre, and ask everyone to pray for Stephanie and Betty tonight, and their mom Geneva, Miracle Valley, and brother and sister Harder. Eddie asked that everybody pray for his lost children. And Jeffrey's salvation. The Reed family needs prayer tonight. They lost their son and their grandson to a hit-and-run accident. So remember that family. Remember Vivian Carberry. She needs a healing. And that'll be all, I guess.
Praise the Lord. So you've heard them requests, so just... remember them and pray for them. And, Brother Green?
Yeah.
Just go ahead there and obey the Lord. You're Sister Green, whichever one there.
Okay. I don't have a whole lot tonight, but I thank God that, you know, the Lord makes a way of escape no matter what it is. If we'll hold on to God, if we'll not give up, and we'll keep pressing, I believe God will make a way. And I was thinking about... different things in the Bible, where the Bible tells us, you know, about, I was thinking about one thing about in the book of Mark, you know, this man that was full of devils came to Jesus, and I was thinking, well, this man had no way of escape, and only escape that he could find was when Jesus came to his part of the country. Well, he came out of those tombs. And he ran and worshiped. The Bible said he worshiped Jesus. And I think that's in Mark chapter 5, or I believe it's chapter 5. And I was also thinking about how that he had, they had bound him with fetters and chains, and they had tried to restrain him, but they could do nothing with him. And, you know, it took some power to loose this man from them devils. And the Bible said that... there was a great herd of swine feeding just nearby, and he told them devils to come out of that man, and they went into that herd of swine, and the swine ran down into the lake or the ocean there, and they drowned themselves. And that man was set free, and when they came back, you know, that man, they couldn't keep clothes on that man. He would cut himself with stones, and... he was in the tombs night and day and crying out, and there was no escape from them devils that had him bound. But, you know, he had enough sense when Jesus came to his part of the country. Well, he went where Jesus was, and I was thinking tonight, people, if they got problems in their life, you know, we're talking about a way of escape. You know, there's only one escape. From some things you can't remedy by going to the doctor. You can't You can't fix it, you know, by taking pills, and you can't fix it by drinking alcohol and these different things that people try to take and try to ease their problems. But I'll tell you, the thing they need is Jesus. He's the same today as he was that day when he set that man free. And when he went to that man, he said, "What is thy name?" And he said, "It's Legion, because we're many." He just didn't have one devil. He had many devils. There's people out there tonight that's got devils. They've got things wrong in their life, and they need deliverance. And there's just one hope for them, and that's Jesus. They need to come to the house of God. They need to find themselves an altar, and they need to kneel. And they need to come and be anointed with oil. And the Bible said the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. And if they have committed sins, they shall be forgiven them. So there is a remedy tonight. There is a way of escape. Praise God. And I was thinking, you know, many times people had problems. And they came to Jesus. And he's the same today as he ever was. He's not lost no power. And he still knows who we are. And he knows the thoughts and the intents of our hearts. And he knows every problem that we got. You can't go to Jesus and hide a problem, because he knows what your problems are, and he's able to solve those problems. You know, he's proved himself that he's a problem solver. He went about doing good, healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, and he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power from on high. And he went out in that wilderness, as Brother Eddie was preaching a little while ago, went out in that wilderness and fasted for 40 days and nights, and he overcame the devil. And he came out of there with power. And he said, "The Spirit of the Lord," in Luke chapter 4, "the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and he hath anointed me to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the set fear of the Lord." And praise God. And he was a healing the sick and delivering them. He's never changed. He's that same Jesus today that we preach. You know, a lot of churches might be preaching a different Jesus, but we preach the one that heals the sick, it brings deliverance. That's the one we preach, the one that the Bible talks about, praise God. And he has never changed. I was thinking also in the book of Judges. I want to read something here. I won't be very lengthy, but in Judges chapter 6, I was thinking about Gideon. And the Bible said, "And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, and because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them the dens which are in the mountains, and caves, and strongholds. And so it was when Israel had sown that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites, and the children of the east, even they came up against them. And they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep nor ox nor ass. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished. Because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord." Well, they came up there. The Midianites came, and the Amalekites, and the children of the east, they came. And they just didn't come for a day or two, but they brought their tents and their camels, and they brought their sheep and their ox and everything. And they brought everything, and they took everything that Israel had, and they encamped against them and destroyed the increase of the earth. Praise God. It says there in verse 4, they were greatly oppressed, and it didn't look like that there was no way out. And it said there in verse 1, that the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Midians 7 years. So they were in this kind of condition for 7 years. It looked like there was no way out. It looked like everything that they had worked for was being destroyed. And I would say they was getting kind of hungry. They was probably getting thin. It wasn't probably a lot of them died because of the lack of food in the wintertime. And they were oppressed by the enemy. And the Bible said in verse 5, for they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude, for both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. So the remedy here was that they began to cry unto the Lord, and they didn't know what to do, and they finally began to cry unto the Lord. But it seemed to me like it took them long enough. You'd think before 7 years of hard time, they would already been calling on God, but it looked like that they wasn't doing that. They weren't really crying unto the Lord. And it came to pass when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent a prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. So God sent them a prophet after they began to cry unto the Lord. God sent them a prophet. And the prophet told them here in verse 8 through 10, the Lord told them through this prophet. In verse 10, he said, and I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice. So he sent them a prophet. And then in verse 11, the Bible said, there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Orpha that pertained unto Joash the Abizarite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. See, God had a way to get them out of trouble. But the thing that happened was they got in trouble because they disobeyed God. And they stayed in trouble because they didn't cry unto the Lord. And they didn't try to get out of the mess that they was already in. I was thinking tonight, you know, a lot of people out there tonight in a mess, and the way out is to call upon the Lord. And God could send you a prophet, or God could send you somebody to pray for you and get your deliverance, or God could deliver you himself. He don't need somebody, but, you know, sometimes he uses people. You know, when he raised Lazarus from the dead, and he told him to roll the stone away. And, you know, he could have rolled the stone away, but he used people to do it. And he let them have a part in that deliverance. And that's the way it is today. He uses evangelists, pastors, teachers, and he uses grandmas and grandpas and little children, who's ever available, and whoever, you know, that's a Christian and can pray the prayer of faith, and he'll use those people. And he said they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And that's a way of escape. Many times when we're sick in body and we need to call for the elders of the church, we need to call somebody, you know, that we know that's a good Christian person, maybe lives down the street, or maybe a relative or a friend, and call and say, come and pray for me, and come and lay hands on me and pray. I need prayer. You know, we all need prayer sometimes. And according to here in the book of Judges, chapter 6, they went into bad times because they failed to believe God, and they failed to trust God, and they feared the gods of the Amorites and the gods that was in that land of Canaan. And God had told them not to fear those gods, and he had told them to drive out the inhabitants of that land and to make no league with them, not to compromise with them. And we don't need to compromise today with things that's going to put us in bondage. I was thinking many times what people watch on their TV, they turn that on, and, you know, it might be a witchcraft, or it might be some monster show or some kind of a fear show or something, a demonic, you know, with demonic background, that kind of a thing. And they're opening up the door for the devil to get a hold on them. And we can shut the door on the devil if we will turn that TV off. And myself, me and my wife, we don't watch TV unless we go to my daughter's house. She's got one. They watch it, but we're not there too much. But we don't go in there and take over their TV, whatever they got on. We just, you know, we watch it. A lot of times we sit in the kitchen, we don't even know what's going on. But they've got it geared for the little children to watch the children programs. But I thank God that we got that thing out of our house. The only thing we got a TV, but we just use DVD, and we don't watch movies, praise God. But I tell you, we can shut the door on the devil. We don't have to give place to the devil. The Bible says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But God called Gideon and laid his hand on him and gave him power and anointing. And he said, I'm going to deliver Israel by you, praise God. And he sent that angel to him. And he said, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? But God sent him, and you know the rest of the story, how he finally chose 300 men. And God saved Israel out of the hand of the Midianites by those 300 men. And in chapter 7, I'm going to turn over here. Chapter 7, verse 16, the Bible said, and he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with the trumpet, and I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So he gave them a trumpet, every man a trumpet, and he gave them an empty pitcher, and he gave them a lamp to put inside that pitcher. Praise God. That's kind of like us today. We got this light that we have on the inside is in an earthen vessel, and that's what Gideon had. He had an earthen vessel. And he said, when I blow the trumpet, you do like I do. And they had that light up in that picture. And when they blowed that trumpet, they broke that picture. Praise God. And, you know, we have to be broken. We have to be humble before God. Before God can ever use us, we've got to humble ourselves before God. And a lot of times people ain't getting deliverance today because they're not humbling themselves before God. And I'm not a know-it-all here today, but I'm just telling you what I know, some of the things I do know and what I've learned from the Bible. And I know that the Bible says that we have this glory in an earthen vessel. We've got a light on the inside, praise God, but we got to let our light shine. And we need to be like that city on a hill which cannot be hid. And the light that is up on the candlestick that gives light to all that are in the house. And if we let the Word of God come out of us, then we'll let our light shine. And somebody will be touched by the light that's in us. And that light is Christ in us, praise God. He's the light of the world. And he gave us the light, praise God. And we've got to let our light shine. They used to sing that song about letting my light shine. You know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And I remember when I was a little kid, that was the first song, I believe, that I could ever really remember. Because we had to get up front and we had to sing that song, this little light of mine. And I can remember that way back when I went to the Hiawatha Church of God down there in Short Bark, Tennessee, praise God. But I'm glad that I've got a light today, and that light is the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm trying to let my light shine, and I'm not trying to hide it under a bushel, and I'm not trying to put it on the inside and never let it come out. But, you know, Gideon took that lamp. He blew that trumpet. You know, the Bible said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion, praise God, and sound the alarm upon my holy mountain, praise God. And I'm glad that we can blow the trumpet and sound the alarm, but I think I'm pretty much done, Brother Yearwood, and I don't think, have you
praise
got
Lord.
Anything to say, Sister? No, Sister Joanne, don't have nothing tonight, but I'm glad to be on here, and That's all I've got tonight. God bless you.
Okay, appreciate you there, Brother Green. Appreciate the wonderful word. Tim, you want 423? Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, it's Bill Petty. I live in Sweetwater, Tennessee.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and just bragging on my Lord just a little bit.
Amen.
Amen. He's been so good to me. He seemed like he's better to me than he is anybody else. And
amen.
I praise God that he went to Calvary and died a cursed death. The Bible says it's a curse for anyone to die on a tree. And he died that death for me, but not for me only, but whosoever will. You know, brother, here would not. The Lord is lovable. He's kind. He's honest. And people says God does this, God does that. God don't do nothing bad. He made a way that everybody could go to him if they wanted to. They ought to want to, but they're taking God out of everything. They don't want God. Think they don't need God. And that's the reason we are hearing so much chaos around us and killings and shootings and things. And
amen.
If they put God back in there, talking to a guy yesterday, if they put God back in the schools and the Ten Commandments on the courthouse, amen, they wouldn't be as many killings and bad things happening. God said he'd curse evil and bless holiness, and it's happening. I mean, he's not going to bless evil. There ain't no way he's going to do it. He's, you know, he's a lovable God, but he says there's seven things in the world that he hated, and that was sin's the main thing. And
amen.
The old devil is author of everything that's bad. People say God caused this to happen, God caused that to happen, God don't cause anything to happen. devil causes the bad things. Anytime anything bad happens, the devil's got it. Just like if 12 people got killed, God wasn't in that.
No.
The devil. Evil.
Amen.
Evil spirit. Yeah, he's, that man said he was hearing voices, you know. And the old devil will get at you any way that he can that you let him. And the Christian people need to pray like they never prayed before so that people turn back to God. On account of they're turning away from God, but it grows, thinking they don't need him. And I told the brothers the other night, I wouldn't even want to walk out of the church without God.
Amen.
He's my everything, Brother Edward.
Yes, he's mine too, brother.
Yeah. I couldn't even move my little finger if it wasn't for God.
Amen.
And people, if they could only realize that God, they need to read in Exodus where God brought Moses, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. What all the miracles that he does. Of course, they didn't believe it after they got out. They forgot about it. Crossed the Red Sea, and they forgot about that. And the Bible says they went across on dry ground. They didn't even get their feet wet or muddy.
Amen.
And they drowned the Egyptians in it. And he hadn't changed a bit. He's still the same.
Right.
Man's changed. People changed. Time's changed. But God ain't changed.
Amen.
Well, I'll let somebody else get on there, Brother Yearwood, and talk. And appreciate the time you've given me.
Okay, we appreciate you calling in there, Brother Bobby. Call in any time there. We'll let Tim sing another song, and Brother John, we'll get you right on behind Tim there.
All right, brother. All right.
Thank you, great children long ago. Faced an image made of gold, and because they would not bow, their faith was tried. But as they sang and gave him praise, they found the fourth man in the flames, and they glorified the Lord in the fire. I will glorify the Lord in the fire. He'll shelter me right in this place. I will glorify the Lord in the fire. In the furnace I can see that he has been so good to me, for I can feel his hand holding mine. I don't know just how and when, but he will bring me through again. So I will glorify the Lord in the fire. I will glorify the Lord in the fire. He'll shelter me right in this place. I will glorify the Lord in the fire. Yes, I know he'll keep me safe. He'll shelter me right in this place. I will glorify the Lord in the fire.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song there.
Amen.
If you'd like to be a part of this, we'll call in on 310-742-1759, and we'll go ahead and call in. So we'll put you right in here with us. So I want to say again, then we'll get Brother John, obey the Lord there. We're going to be having a street service here in Madisonville, Tennessee, September the 27th and the 28th, which is just a little over a week away from now. And we want to invite you, everyone out and be with us. Bring you lawn chairs. We've got people, I reckon, coming from Ohio, and got them from coming from Thompson, Georgia, and people just coming from everywhere to be with us in Jacksboro, Tennessee, coming. And so we're just looking forward for all these together at the courthouse in Madisonville, Tennessee, and between the red lights, between the Volunteer Federal and the courthouse on Main Street. We're going to have a Holy Ghost service there. So we're just looking forward for it. We want to invite everybody out to be with us. That's the 27th and the 28th. So go ahead, Brother John. Just obey the Lord. Just take your liberty.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock each night.
Praise the Lord. Well, I appreciate the opportunity, amen, to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I wasn't able to get on right away tonight. I don't know what all the ministers have spoken, but I know that initially probably someone has already spoken out of the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, chapter 10, but I wanted to just cover this. We talked tonight about making a way of escape, making a way of bringing things to a way out, bringing to a things to an end, to an expected end. You know, the Bible says in Jeremiah, he said, I know my thoughts towards you, thoughts of peace, and not amen, to bring you to expected end. Here in the Apostle Paul, writing to the church of Corinth, he was speaking there in the ninth chapter, and he says, verse 24, he says, know ye not that they which run a race, running a race, all run, but one receives a prize, so run that you may obtain. You know, tonight, amen, we need to know that he was talking about the where they got the Olympics at. They're in Greece, amen. Talked about the games, amen. Talked to Greece games initially at first, and they done a lot of different things. They ran races and they wrestled, and there's different things that they've done. And he began to ask them a question that, don't you know that they all run in a race to obtain the prize. But only one obtains the prize. Well, I'm glad tonight that we're in a race, amen, that we all can obtain the prize, and that prize is Jesus Christ. The Bible says, press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, amen, and that prize is the Lord Jesus Christ. We find, amen, that it says in verse 25, and every man, he says, so run that he may obtain. So, you have to first run. You have to enter into the race. You have to enter in. And church tonight, you have to enter in. Amen, amen. God has a fire escape, amen. God has escaped from hell tonight. He talks about Matthew 23. He said, talking about those that came out, the Pharisees and those. He said, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Amen. How can you come away from that? Amen. And tonight, amen, there's a way of escape tonight. There is a way. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are who is their death. You know, sometimes when we go our own way, amen, it ends up in death. But there is a way of escape tonight. There is a way that God, amen, will make a way of escape for us. You know, the Scripture teaches Hebrews 2. Amen. It says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. In other words, we need to give hearing, amen, to the things we've heard from the beginning. You know, the children of Israel, and we, you know, a lot of times we let it slip. We let it slip from our memory. We let it slip from our hearing. We let it slip, amen. But tonight we can't let the Word of God slip out of our lives, slip out of our hearing, amen. It says, for the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression or rebellion and disobedience receive the just recompense or reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? You know, the word of God is confirmed by those who heard the word of God spoken. When he first began, amen, to be spoken, it was spoken by the Lord himself, amen. This is a message that came from the Lord. The way of escape come from the Lord. The instructions came. The word of God, amen, is foolproof. Instructions, amen, and righteousness. The word of God is the way of escape tonight, church. The Lord Jesus Christ is the way of escape. From wherever we need, he said, God also bearing them with us, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. So he bore witness, amen, of the word of God that was in their life. As we begin to hear, amen, if we seen that way of escape. There was a way of escape, amen. And the Bible says, going back here to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 25, he says, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. In other words, he controls, amen. He's striving for the master. These men were striving, amen, and they were running in a race, and they were running in that race to master that race, to be the master of that race. You need to know tonight, amen, amen, that tonight there's only one master, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says, call no man on the earth rabbi, for you have one master. His name is Jesus tonight. We only have one Father tonight. Amen, and that's the Father of all, and that's Jehovah God, amen. And we need to know tonight that as they all run the race, he said, now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. In other words, at the beginning there, the Olympic Games, amen, they ran a race and they received a crown, amen. But that crown was weighed, amen. Hallelujah, the Bible says, lay not up treasures upon the earth, where rest and moth doth corrupt, and where the thief can break in to steal, but lay treasures up in heaven where the thief can't break in. You know, tonight, amen, that treasure, that way of escape in the heart, he says, where your treasure, that where your heart is also. Tonight, church, where's your heart? Amen. Amen. Where's your heart? Where's the heart of your life? And the Bible says in verse 26, he said, I therefore shall run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. In other words, He was fighting, and they wrestled in these games, amen. But, amen, he just didn't beat the air, amen. He had a certainty about it. Church tonight, do you have a certainty about what you're doing and where you're going? Do you have a certainty, amen, when you're in the midst of the battle, amen, when you're in the midst of the fight, when you're in the midst of the race, do you have that way of escape, amen? Do you have the way? Do you know the way that you're going? Jesus declared, amen, as even as Philip and Thomas did not know that he was the way. Amen. He said, the way you know and you will follow me. Amen. And he said, I'm the way back to the Father. In other words, no man comes in the Father but by me. When Thomas didn't know, he said, how can we know the way? Thomas had been with him, but he still didn't know the way. Church, you could be walking with him for a long time. You can be walking with him and never know him. The two believers at Emmaus, they walked with him and their eyes were open. Amen. They were arrested. They didn't understand. They didn't know who it was until you broke bread with him. Amen. Amen. And tonight, amen, you might not know him until you break bread. You won't know him until you break bread with him. You won't know him until you have communion with him. And the Bible says, amen, in verse 27, it said, but I keep under my body, that I bring it under subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. In other words, Paul was saying this, As I preach to others, I've got to keep my body under subjection so it doesn't be cast away to sin, because the word cast away means to fail the test. Church, we can't afford to fail this test. It's a test of life. We can't afford. This is not a redo. This is not a makeover. Hallelujah. This is one time only. Amen. This is an event. Life is a one-time event. It's appointed unto a man once to die, and after that, the judgment. The Apostle Paul said in chapter 10 there, he said, moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Just like Brother Bobby was speaking about, Brother Eddie brought out, Brother Green and some of the others, amen, tonight, and the ministers brought out tonight, that this was an example of Israel. This was the, how they all went, amen, had to go through the sea, how they all had to come under the cloud. They were directed by a cloud by day and a fire by night. That cloud represented the Spirit of God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Amen. And the children of Israel were led in the daytime by a pillary cloud. Amen. It came from the heaven down to the earth. And it would be directed, you know. Tonight you need to know, the Bible says in the book of Job, that the clouds, amen, are the dust of God's feet. Every cloud you see is the dust of the Master's feet. You need to know tonight, amen, that cloud, and they were all under the cloud, and they all passed through the sea. Just like Brother Bobby said, when they passed through the sea, no mud. It was dried up completely, amen. They walked across on dry, shod land. and we're all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. There was a baptism. This is a type and shadow of baptism. They were baptized into Moses, amen, in the sea. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Baptized in the law of Moses. Amen. In the New Testament, in Romans 6:3, we won't go there. Also, Galatians 3:27 talks about, amen, being baptized unto Christ, being baptized unto the Anointed One. So everyone, amen, was baptized. Everyone was following the cloud. Everyone was under the cloud. Everyone passed through the sea. Everyone all baptized. You have to understand, this was a way of escape. When they stood there on the edge of the Red Sea and the enemy behind them and the Red Sea before them, God made a way of escape through their tests, through their trials. God himself, he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. And when Moses raised up his rod, amen, the rod of the shepherd will comfort you. The staff of the shepherd will comfort you. Amen. And when he raised up the rod, which stood for the authority of the shepherd, he said in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When you say you shall not want, when God makes a way of escape, when the enemy is facing you and there seems to be no escape, there seems to be no way, God will be that way. The Lord Jesus Christ will be that way, just like he said in John chapter 14, verse 6. Hallelujah. When Philip said, and he said, amen, he said, show us the Father, and it will suffice the snow. Show us the Father, and it will be enough. And he said, how have you not known, amen, how long have you been with me, that when you see me tonight, amen, you've seen the Father, church, tonight. When you've seen the Son, you've seen the Father. When you see the Word of God, you've seen the face of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He'll make a way of escape. And the Word of God is that way of escape. And the Bible says in verse 3, and they did all eat the same spiritual meat. When it says spiritual, in other words, it pertains to the Holy Spirit. So this was meat that pertained, amen, this is spiritual meat that pertains only to the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that they all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. You have to understand that he said in Revelation chapter 2, verse 7, he said, to those to overcome will I give to eat of the tree of life. Amen. That's the spiritual meat. Amen. Which is in the midst of paradise. He talked about in Revelation chapter 2, verse 17, to him that overcome. Amen. Will I give to eat the manna. Amen. I'll give you a name. Amen. Written in a white stone. And no man will know but he that receives it. Amen. God wants to give you a new name. God wants to give you a new stone. God wants to give you a new life. Those of you that are underneath the sound of my voice that are bound by alcohol, bound by idolatry, bound by temptation, some of these other things, let's go on there before even get into that. He said, and they did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 17, verse 6, that God stood before Moses in Mount Horeb, amen, and he told him, amen, to smite the rock. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah, we esteemed him smitten, stricken of men, amen, hallelujah. That rock, that was a spiritual rock that was in the midst of the wilderness when the children of Israel, amen, hallelujah, needed water to drink. That rock was there, amen, and he gave them a way of escape for their thirst. He said, whosoever come unto me, amen, and thirsty, he said, I'll give you a drink that you'll never, amen, thirst again. You need to know that that rock was in the midst of the wilderness, there in Meribah and Meribah, in the midst of wilderness and strife, amen, and stress, amen, and the rock, between a rock and a hard place, that rock. That rock that was God, amen, that rock was Jesus Christ. When Moses smote it, as he was instructed by God the Father, water came forth, amen, and provided water for everyone. You need to know that that one rock will provide the drink tonight. That rock is Jesus Christ. If you're hungry tonight, he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. That spiritual meat, we all, amen, they have divine provision, they have divine meat, they have divine water, amen. There's a drink tonight, it's called the blood of Christ, amen. He said, as often as you drink this, he said, do this in remembrance of me. For he said, this is the blood of the New Testament, this is my blood of the New Testament. There, I've got a new promise, I've got a new covenant, I've established a new promise. The old covenant, the old testament was through Moses, amen, and the law. But the law was the schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, which is the new covenant. We've got the new covenant tonight. You need to know you can't get the new wine. You can't get the way of escape without the bottle, amen. old man put new wine in an old bottle, lest it burst. But tonight, amen, God makes the bottle new. He makes a new wine bottle for the new wine. He makes your life new. He makes your body new when you present your body a living sacrifice. God makes a way of escape, and when he puts it in there, he calls you to escape that sin by putting in his spirit within you. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, hallelujah, that with many of them, God was not well pleased. Verse 5. For they were overthrown in the wilderness. In other words, they became scattered. You have to understand, at this time, they were in a place of promise. They had divine provision. They even had divine manna. God was divinely taking care of them. They didn't have to go out and labor. It was there. Every morning they woke up. Divine provision, divine manna, divine bread from heaven. Hallelujah. They had divine provision, but they begin to become overthrown in the wilderness. They begin to become scattered. He said in verse 6, now these things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. The Bible says in James chapter 1, when a man's tempted, he cannot say he's tempted of God, for God tempted no man with evil. But we are drawn away by our own lust tonight, church. The children of Israel are drawn away by their own lust. Tonight, you need to know, this writing here in Corinthians is to the church, the present-day church. It was to the church at Corinth. It was the church. It'll be to the church tomorrow. It'll be to the church till the Lord Jesus Christ comes. And you need to know, this was the example. He told them, the children of Israel, they were overthrown. He wasn't well pleased because they become scattered in a place of divine providence. They become scattered and overthrown in a place of promise of God. They become scattered in a place, amen, of divine, amen, cared for by the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. You know, they are pleasure seekers. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 that men shall become lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. When we're in the midst of providence, when we're in the midst of promise, when we have the vine and everything's been taken care of us, the children of Israel became like little children. They sat down to eat and they rose up to play. They forgot about who had made the meal. They forgot who had provided for the drink. They forgot whose house they were in. They were in their father's house. But they were like children. They sit down, amen, to eat. And then they forgot all about the father. Amen. You know, some of you are going to need to tell my voice is so prophetic. Some of you, how long has it been since you sit down with the father to eat? How long has it been since you've been in the father's house and sit down at the father's table? Amen. Church tonight, you need to know there are some of you in these time of Lord. You tried to sit at the cup and the table of the devils and the cup of the Lord. You can't do that tonight, church. But hallelujah, by the grace and mercy of God, he will make a way of escape tonight. You can get away from the table and come back from the table to the table of the Father. You can be like David and say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. First of all, he said not to be a idolater. Secondly, in verse 8, he said neither be commit fornication, as some of them committed and fell in one day, 23,000. There were 23,000 that fell in one day when they committed, amen, illicit sexual relations, amen, outside of other than that, than one man and one woman. He said, have you not read in the beginning that he made both one male and one female? Hallelujah. That is the one and only way. That was the way in the beginning, and that's the way it'll be in the end. Man can change it all they want to, but hallelujah. He made it in the beginning. What he has made is holy, and what he has made is the only way that you can escape the fire of hell tonight. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, hallelujah, he said, neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed as servants. They come to the place of the wilderness, amen, and they begin to, hallelujah, many people, amen, misconstrue the word of God. It says, thou shalt take up servants in Mark chapter 16. That's not talking about taking up rattlesnakes. That's not talking about taking up water moccasins. That's not talking about taking up.
Amen, brother.
That's talking about, he said, ye generation of vipers. That's talking about taking up the religious through men that are not. He was talking about taking up the leadership. That is not leadership. He said, if the blind leads the blind, the bishop only leads. What did he tell him to do? He said, leave him alone. He said, leave him alone. The blind shall lead the blind. They're both going to fall in the ditch. When those are blind leaders and the blind, God said, walk away from them. Hallelujah. Now, we've got to give the word amen and hope that they find escape. But you need to know tonight that there's a fire escape. We as children, amen, when we were growing up in school, we had what was called a fire alarm drill. Amen. And every so once in a while, they would turn that alarm on. And so we'd have to have a way of escape. We had to have a way of escape in the fire if something happened in the schoolhouse or public building. Church tonight, you need to have a fire escape from hell tonight. And there's only
amen.
One way out. And Jesus Christ is that way out of the lake of fire. Jesus Christ is the fire escape tonight. And the Bible says, he said, neither murmur ye. And some of them also murmured and were destroyed. Of the destroyer. I'm not going to go there, but the Bible says in Philippians 2, 14 through 16, do all things without murmuring, disputing, that you might, amen, be the sons of God, blameless and harmless before him. You can go and read it for yourself. You need to go and study, amen, study yourself, approve a right, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He said, now all these things happen unto them. For examples, and they are written for our admonition, in other words, that we are to look at, upon whom the ends of the world are come. The ends of the world are come. Life in the wilderness was typical of the Christian life. When it come through, he said this, don't be an adulterer. Don't be a fornicator. Don't be a tempter. Don't be a murmurer and a complainer. These are all examples. Are you one of these things? You will not escape. But here's what he says. He says, wherefore, let him that thinketh he stand, take heed, lest he fall. Church, at the very time that you think you're spiritual, at the very time you think you're on the mountain, at the very time you think you're at the top of the hill, take heed, because that's the very moment you're going to fall. That's the very moment. Just as Brother Green brought out earlier, some of the others, the temptation of Christ in Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapter 4, Satan took him up to the pinnacle of the temple. He said, if thou be the Son of God, before he done that, he'd come out of the wilderness. He'd been fasting for 40 days. If thou be the Son of God, command these sons be made bread. It is written, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Could have the Lord Jesus Christ turned those stones into bread? Sure he could have. But he's not going to heed. Take heed, that's your fault. He came out because he had been instructed and been led by the wilderness, the Bible says, to allow the Spirit to go into the wilderness. Why? Because Christ, what was he? No temptation is taking you, but such as come to man. Christ had to go through the wilderness to be the way of escape for you in the wilderness. Every one of you is going to go through the wilderness way. Every one of you is going to go through the desert way. Every one of you is going to go through the provision. But the key is, every one of you go. Now, did all our fathers get baptized? You have to understand, God is prophetically saying that all of you will escape if you follow the escape plan. All of you will make it if you follow. You have to understand, the children of Israel at that time, when they were going, when they were coming out of Egypt, when they went through the water, when they went through all these things, he said, I'll be with thee. In Isaiah 43:1, I'll be with thee when thou goest through the flood. It will not overflow you. When you go through the fire, it will not kindle against you, and through the water. Amen? When you go through these things, Christ will bring you through. He'll make a way of escape. And then the Bible says this, therefore have no temptation taking you, but such as coming to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you. In other words, he will not allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. But we will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Bear what? Bear the test. The word temptation there means to test. He doesn't want you to fail. But church, we must do much temptation. In other words, we have to come through the test of life. The test of life is, are you going to eat the tree of life, or are you going to partake of the tree of knowledge? Are you going to choose life, or are you going to choose death? Are you going to come through the wilderness living, and come out on the other side? That's the way of escape. Tonight, church, he will with the temptation. Every one of us will go through temptation. Every one of us will go through trials. Everyone count it all joy. Count it all joy when you come into diverse temptations, many trials, many tests. Count it all joy. Tonight, you need to know you're going to go through the temptation and you're going to go through tests. But tonight, we have a high priest who's been touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Before you come to that testing place, before the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came to that place in the fiery furnace, the Lord Jesus Christ was already there. That fourth man in the fire was the escape man. That fourth man in the fire would lead them out of the smoke. That fourth man in the fire was already there to take them. But hallelujah, they were released back into the world. Nebuchadnezzar seen them, and amen, as the furnace door was opened, even destroyed the men who had bound them, but just took off the things that bound them tonight. Church, as part of the, amen, he'll make a way of escape. Years ago, they had a magician. I'm not only into magic or anything like that, but I just want to say this, and I'm going to give it back to Brother Year with many magicians, amen, come, and we know it's sleight of hand. The Bible says that they're waiting for you in sleight of hands and craftiness, amen. They're lying in wait to take your life. But years ago, there was a magician. He was an escape artist. His name was Houdini. Many people would come around from all over the world just to come and see him escape death. But church, tonight, you need to know something, that every one of you are escape artists. Everyone, but it's not magic. It's the signs and wonders of the Word of God coming into your life as you receive it and as you hear it. And as you hear the Word of God, that is the way of the escape. No matter what you're in, no matter what you're captivated in, no matter where you're at tonight, there is a way of escape. And that way of escape is the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John. That's wonderful. That's the truth of everyone that's preached here tonight, has preached the Word of God, and they've preached the Word, and they've told the people what they need to do. And, you know, that's the only way they're going to be able to escape is through Jesus. And we're going to go back to Tim, let him sing us another song here. Praise the Lord. Just worship with him as he sings. Praise God. Hallelujah.
To enter into rest,
But I did say I'd be waiting right on the other side. And I did say I'll cry every tear you cry. You know
praise the Lord. Appreciate that song. So, you know, I want to say again, too, that we want everybody to remember our street service that we got coming up September the 27th and the 28th here in Madisonville, Tennessee, at the courthouse between the red lights and between the Volunteer Federal and the courthouse. It's going to be on Main Street. We're just going to worship the Lord in spirit and truth and looking for souls to be saved, people be sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, and them that's sick and afflicted, looking to see them set free and delivered. So when everybody just come and bring you lunch here, and we'll have a seat to sit in, and we'll just worship the Lord in spirit and truth right there in downtown Madisonville, Tennessee, right between the red lights. And so if you've got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me tonight to, First Samuel, 19th chapter. We're going to start there, and I'm going to let my wife read for me because she can read better than Pfeiffer and I can. So, 19th chapter, and starting in verse 1.
And Saul spake to Jonathan his son and to all his servants, and they that they shall kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David, and Jonathan told David, saying, Saul, my father, seeketh to kill thee. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in a secret place and hide thyself. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art, and I will commune with my father of thee, and what I see, that I will tell thee. And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he hath not sinned against thee, and because his work has been, or have been, to thee word very good. For he did put his life in his hand and shew the Philistine, and the Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel.
Amen. Now, you know, we see here that this king, he was ready to kill one of his servants, David. And, you know, David was a man of God. And, you know, I tell you what, God give David favor with the king's son. You know, the king's son was willing to go out there and stand beside of his dad and to tell him everything, to speak good of David. And, you know, he went and got David. He told him, he said, I will watch over you. In other words, he's going to take care of him. And he made a way for David to escape. And that's what God is doing today. He's made a way, friend, for us to escape. The devil, whenever he comes at us, he brings stuff our way, tries to kill us or whatever. God has got a hand upon us. He's watching over us. He takes care of us, just like this king, his son there. And, you know, praise God, that's what Jesus is doing today. He's watching over us. He's taking care of us. He's making intercession for you and I. He's taking care of us. He'll be right there beside of us. He'll be right there to tell us what's going on. He'll be right there, my friend, to deliver us, just like he did the three Hebrew children, just like he did, praise God, the Daniel there in the lion's den. He was right there, my friend, to watch over him. He was right there to deliver him. And, you know, that's what he's still doing today. He's still doing the same thing as he was there. Just like Hebrews 12:8 says, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He watched over him then, and praise God, he's still watching over us today. He'll never change. He loved us enough that he died on that old cruel tree that we could have this life and have it more abundantly. My friend, I tell you what, God is still, he's still there, and Jesus is still right there beside of us. He's still there telling him everything that's going on. He's watching over us. I'm going to let Betty read some more. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I'm going to start back over in verse 5 because I didn't finish it all. For he did put his life in his hand and slew the Philistine, and the Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it and didst rejoice. Wherefore then wilt thou sin against innocent blood to slay David without a cause?
See, that's just the way the devil works. He was going to slay David without a cause. My friend, today he's going to try his best to slay us without a cause. But thank God he can't do it because Jesus is right there. He's right there, our shield. He's right there with us. And he's going to watch over us and he's going to take care of us. We don't have to worry about nothing but just keep our faith in God and stay as humble as we can stay. You know, a lot of times I go to pray. I say, Lord, just to help me. I come to you just as humble as I know how to come to you. And if we'll go to him as humble as we can go to him, my friend, God is still right there. Jesus is still right there watching over us. He's still taking care of us. He's making a way for us to escape everything that the devil would try to destroy us by. I praise God. I'm glad tonight to know that we under the shield of God. We're under the shield, as Brother John brought forth a while ago about the cloud. Praise God. They had a cloud of day and a pillar of fire at night that watched over them, took care of them. And God is still doing that same thing today. He's watching over us spiritually, taking care of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead and read some more.
Verse 6, and Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan, and Saul sware, as the Lord liveth, he shall not be slain. And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan showed him all those things. And Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in time past. And there was war again, and David went out and fought with the Philistines and slew them with a great slaughter, and they fled from him. And the evil spirit of the Lord was upon Saul as he sat in his house with his javelin in his hand, and David played with his hand.
Praise God.
And Saul sought to smite David even to the wall with the javelin. But he slipped away out of Saul's presence, and he smote the javelin into the wall. And David fled and escaped that night.
Amen. See, a man of God, David, escaped that night. He escaped death. He escaped everything that the devil had tried. Tried to kill him there with innocent blood. But praise God, God is still tonight. He's watching over us. He'll take care of us. The devil is trying his best to destroy us. He's trying his best to throw something our way to take us out. But praise God, I'm glad tonight that we've got an angel watching over us that will take care of us and that will deliver us from all of our troubles and all of our headaches and all of our problems. We just got to trust God and believe God, then he'll take care of us. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Okay, 1 Samuel 19:10. And Saul sought to smite David even to the wall of the javelin. Wait a minute, I'm in verse 11. Sorry about that. Saul also sent messengers unto David's house to watch him and to slay him in the morning. And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, if thou save not thy life tonight, tomorrow thou shalt be slain. So Michal let David down through a window, and he went and fled and escaped.
Amen. And praise God. You see, praise the Lord. Michal, his wife, let him down through a window, and he escaped. And I tell you what, God is still making the same passes today for you and I to escape the sins of this world. He said that he would make a way for us to escape. And my friend, that's what God is doing. He done that for the people of the old. He done it for Daniel, and he done it for David, and he done it for the three Hebrew children. My friend, he's still doing it today. We'll just only look to him and say, God, you did it for them. God said he had no respect of a person. What he done for them, he'll do for you and I. I just thank God that we are a servant, a God that loves us enough that he will make a way for us to escape. He's willing to take care of us. I praise God for that. Hallelujah.
Verse 13, and Michal took an image and laid it in the bed and put a pillow of goat's hair for his bolster and covered it with the cloth. And when Saul sent messengers to take David, she said, he is sick. And Saul sent the messengers again to see David, saying, bring him up to me in the bed that I may slay him. And when the messengers were come in, behold, there was an image in the bed with a pillow of goat's hair for his bolster. And Saul said unto Michal, why hast thou deceived me so, and sent away mine enemy, that he is escaped? And Michal answered Saul, and said unto him, and said unto me, let me go, why should I kill thee? So David fled and escaped, and came to Samuel to Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Naioth.
Praise the Lord. I think, praise God, God made a way, didn't he? He let Daniel there, or David there, to escape. And my friend, you can be the same David as God. I let him escape. He can let you and I escape. I thank God tonight that we are serving a living God, the one that will deliver us from all of our troubles. I believe over there in Psalms, I believe it is, it may be Proverbs, but anyway, it said this. It said that he, a poor man cried, and God said he heard the cry of the poor man, and he delivered him out of all of his troubles. Praise God tonight. We can be in trouble, but we can cry out to God, and he will hear us, and he will deliver us from all of our troubles. I praise God tonight, hallelujah, to be able to serve a living God, one that loves us enough that he is standing there. He hears our cry. He wants to answer. He wants to deliver us, just like he did the three Hebrew children, like he did Daniel, and like he did all the others. They had cried out before the trouble come along. They done been in contact with the Master. My friends, they didn't wait until the trouble hit before they started to crying out. They started to crying out before when they were, the old saying is, was up on top of the mountain. They cried out to God. They were in tune with him. Praise God, I'm glad tonight that we can stay in tune with the Lord. And we know when the troubles come, I praise God that God is there to deliver us. I tell you, I have to have God every day. I have to have him every minute of the day. He's my deliverer. Hallelujah. I thank God tonight that he delivered us from all of our troubles. And the one that's been here on the radio tonight, they can truthfully tell you, my friend, that God has delivered him from many things. And he is still delivering tonight. Hallelujah. I want to say that we've still got that street service. I know we can't express it enough because we're looking forward for a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost downtown Madisonville, Tennessee, right here in USA, just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth on September of the 27th and the 28th of 2013. We're believing God that he's going to really move in a marvelous and a mighty way. We want you to come and be with us and bring your lunch here. Hallelujah. Praise God.
I just want to say this to the sinners tonight. Jesus loves you and he cares for you. And Jesus will make a way of escape if you're on drugs or alcohol, whatever your lifestyle may be. Jesus can make that way of escape for you tonight if you'll just call upon him and ask him to forgive you. In John 14:6, it says, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So I just asked you to just come to the Lord tonight and give him all your cares and ask him to come into your heart tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Brother Eddie, we got about 2 minutes left. Are you got anything else you'd like to say?
I'd like to say I've enjoyed this broadcast tonight, brother.
Amen. It's really been good.
It
brother
has.
Brother Green?
Yeah, Brother Yearwood. We've enjoyed it.
We got
tonight.
About 2 minutes left.
I'll let Joanna
say. Hey, Brother Yearwood.
Yes.
Do I have a time to sing a song real quick? I'll do it a cappella.
Yeah.
He'll make a way in the middle of nowhere. When you feel no one really cares, he's there by your side. And he'll make a way when you feel Satan close in. Don't you give up, don't give in. He'll make a way right on time. Standing at the Red Sea with no place to go, Pharaoh's army was closing in. They'd soon overflow. Right out of nowhere came a mighty strong hand, And he rolled back the water and made a way out again. And he'll make a way in the middle of nowhere. When you feel no one really cares, he's there by your side. And he'll make a way when you feel Satan close in. Don't you give up, don't give in.
Man.
Make a way right on time. Back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. So we got just about 45 seconds left. So we want to say we really appreciate all the call-ins tonight and everybody that ministered, all the songs that was sung and all the testimonies and everything. We just praise God for it. So we just want to say that want everybody to remember, and Brother and Sister Green's got a broadcast that comes on Friday night at 11 or 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. So just tune in with them and call in and be a part of that, and God will bless you for it. So we got about 5 seconds left, and I'll just say good night to everybody, and God bless you, and we love you.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless y'all.